Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 15. We have been using this scripture, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I have been explaining to you what that word quick means, because it's not quick as we understand in our present day English. The old English for quick was alive. For the word of God is alive. For the word of God is a living organism and powerful. So we looked at the word powerful in relationship with the word of God being a weapon, being sharper than a two-edged sword, being like a sword. So I want us to turn attention to understand what the word of God means, because I realized that for me, my challenge was I thought the word of God was just like every ordinary book. We have a way we've studied all our books throughout our childhood to our adult stage. Everyone, every single knowledge we have received has been through a common source. Listen. All the knowledge man has obtained and accumulated in this world has been through one common source. One common source. Source being source. One common source. Where or how? Which common source is this? Through our five senses. Through our five senses. You have learned everything you've learned through your five senses. Which five senses are this? Our sight, which is your eyes, what you see. Our hearing, your ears, what you hear. Our tasting, that is a tongue, what you eat. Our smelling, that is your nose, what you smell. Our feeling, that is your body, what you feel. So the five senses are like a doorway into your brain. Listen, your five senses are like a doorway. That is the door into your brain. Right now is through your sight, through your hearing, through your tasting, through your smelling, through your feeling. This is how men learn what they learn. And we are all used to learning that way. This is the only way we have known how to learn. From the nursery school which you went to till you are a professor emeritus. If you learn in this world, you are going to use your sight, whether you are in the laboratory, whether you are in the boardroom, whether you are in the bedroom, whether you are in the kitchen, wherever you choose to learn, you're going to use your sight, your hearing, your tasting, your smelling, and your feeling. So let us call this kind of knowledge we sourced from our senses. Listen, sense knowledge. Let's call this body of knowledge we gained from the senses, sense knowledge. And please, I'm not saying sense knowledge is not important at all, because without the sense knowledge, we won't have the kind of breakthrough we have in medicine. I mean that a human being can lie here, we'll cut him open, transplant his heart, pick his heart from his body and give it to another human being. Take this one's kidney, in case the two are not working, and somebody is donating one kidney, we can cut the one who is donating open, cut the one who is needs the kidney open, and bring one kidney from this one and give it to the other. How did we do that? We did it through our senses. So the breakthrough we have in medicine, the breakthrough we have in surgery, the breakthrough we have in chemistry, in electronics, in the computer, everything is through the senses. Without the senses, this computer age won't be there. The accumulation of billions of data, and across all over the world. So the person can be in the village, typical African village, and the person can be in Manhattan, uptown Manhattan, upbeat Manhattan, and yet they'll be connected. How? Through the phone. How did it come about? Through sense knowledge. You're learning something. We're coming to something. The reason why the Bible is powerful. You are blessed, blessed, blessed. Please come back and listen to the next broadcast. You need it, the podcast. You need the next episode. Bye.